there were many predictions in recent months that not enough people would sign up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act.
Turns out those predictions were wrong, and President Obama went to the Rose Garden yesterday to make sure everyone knew it.
7.1 million Americans have now signed up for private insurance plans through these marketplaces.
A little bit more than the goal, and that figure is likely to rise. Here's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith.
As the clock ticked down to midnight Monday, and the most talked about, fretted over open enrollment period came to an end, it became clear that something surprising had happened. Dan Mendelson is the CEO of healthcare tracking firm Avalere Health.
The enrollment numbers really accelerated over the last month, and now you're looking at these numbers and they're actually at target. It's shocking to everybody.
The 7 million enrollee mark was set by analysts before the catastrophic rollout of healthcare.gov. Barely anyone signed up in the first month, and the expectations sank. So when President Obama walked out into the Rose Garden yesterday, he didn't hold back.
The debate over repealing this law is over. The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
He ticked through the law's features, like 3 million young people able to stay on their parents' plans, the end of people being excluded because of pre-existing conditions, the expansion of Medicaid. All told, he said millions more people have insurance. And Obama added, Armageddon has not arrived.
This law is doing what it's supposed to do. It's working. It's helping people from coast to coast. All of which makes the links to which critics have gone to scare people or undermine the law or try to repeal the law without offering any plausible alternative so hard to understand.
In recent months, outside groups have spent millions of dollars running ads bashing the law in states with competitive House and Senate races. And on Capitol Hill, the GOP-controlled House has voted dozens of times to fully or partially repeal the law. When the enrollment numbers were in, Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, on a press conference call, downplayed the significance.
Clearly, we still don't have information on how many of those individuals have paid their premium, how many are actually signed up, how many of that 7 million had insurance before and then were shoved onto the exchange.
Those answers aren't in yet, along with many others. Industry analysts say typically 10 to 20% of people who sign up for insurance fail to pay at some point. Still, Mendelson from Avalere Health says millions more people will have health coverage this year than last.
We should expect to see a steady reduction in the number of uninsured over the next 5 years. And already, really for the first time in a decade, you're starting to see a reversal in the number of people who are uninsured.
Already, the rhetoric from opponents has shifted from repeal, period, to repeal and replace, with more emphasis now on the replacement. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan.
You'll see a lot of different Republican comprehensive alternative plans. You'll also see, I believe, as the year goes on, various reforms that we'll be bringing to floor on what we think are the components of a replacement.
But substantial changes to the Affordable Care Act become more difficult with every new person insured as a result of the law. And the enrollment number is expected to keep rising as people who started the process before the deadline finish signing up for insurance in the coming days and weeks. Tamara Keith, NPR News.